Yesterday, Senate Democrats chose not to penalize Connecticut independent Joe Lieberman for his brazen campaigning for Republican John McCain this year. The Democrats voted 42-13 to allow the former Democrat to maintain his chairmanship of the Homeland Security Committee. Although the vote was secret, the Senate's other independent member, Vermont's Bernie Sanders, told CNN he was one of the 13 who voted against Lieberman. Sanders has said that while millions of people worked hard for Obama, Lieberman actively worked for 4 more years of President Bush's policies and should not be rewarded for it. The move also has alienated many liberal bloggers who have never been shy with their opinions. Matt Bias, a reporter for the New York Times Magazine, who wrote a book last year regarding the divisions between the younger so-called Netroots Democrats and the party establishment, he told WMNF Today he sees both sides of this argument.
I'm not a party guy, so, you know, it's from my perspective, I think, you know, there's a lot of pragmatic reason why the Democrats in the Senate would want to keep the status quo with Lieberman, not drive him off to caucus with the Republicans. You know, they worked out a compromise that I think, you know, fairly registered their displeasure. It fits with the governing philosophy that Barack Obama's put forward, what he wants to try and do with the governing ethos, sort of the tone, as George W. Bush used to describe it in Washington. But, I mean, the reaction on the left is predictable. I mean, and I understand that. If I were a grassroots party person, it would really irritate me that this guy was out there not just campaigning for their opponent, but campaigning against the ticket, against Barack Obama. He went to the convention. He made a speech. He was at Lieberman's side the entire campaign. It wasn't just a question of, I have to, you know, I'm going to support my friend and the guy I think is better out of conscience. He really went out and actively campaigned for a ticket that almost certainly would have given him a job in the White House had he won in the cabinet. So, and it was almost a running mate. So they feel, you know, there ought to be some accountability to party discipline. And I think that's also a legitimate point of view.